With the discovery of more and more languages, particularly in the 19th century, it became clear that all languages had phonemes, that is, distinctive segments that allowed you to represent words one way and another, a kind of sound spelling. It also became clear that different languages had developed writing systems which didn't necessarily represent those speech sounds in a coherent and uniform way. So in the 19th century, the search was on for a way of representing the sounds of language where one symbol represented one sound, that is, a fully phonetic system. There were a number of contenders. One of the more interesting was by Alexander Melville Bell, who was related to Alexander Graham Bell, who was one of the inventors of the telephone. He invented a system called visible speech, and you can look that up on the internet if you want to and see how he went about it. Various other phoneticians around the world tried to find out how they could do the same thing. Among them was Henry Sweet. Henry Sweet is sometimes thought of as a model for Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady. George Bernard Shaw, who wrote the original play Pygmalion, on which My Fair Lady is based, said that Sweet certainly had some of the characteristics of Henry Higgins, but wasn't him. That's what you would say if you're a playwright, of course. Round the turn of the 20th century, a number of phoneticians got together and formed the International Phonetics Association. They thought that they should harness all their respective talents, and they are responsible for developing the International Phonetic Alphabet, the IPA. It hasn't stayed the same through the whole of its history. Every so often, certain new sounds occur in languages people hadn't seen before, and so the IPA gets changed. And you can look at those revisions over the years and see how the system has become more and more accurate, and now the IPA does duty for most of the world's languages.